this thing on? Oh my god, when your intro takes forever. Hi everyone, and welcome to Uncensored Radio this week. Let's count them as they pop up. We have one co-host.
One! We have homosexual.
Two! Two co-hosts! We have three co-hosts! We've got four! We've got five! We've got six! Oh, and that's right, we have seven bitches in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Welcome to this week's UCR Live. It has been super, super fun to see everyone. But we've got to start with someone who we haven't seen in a hot minute. Ladies and gentlemen, she's back with us. The famous Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That, also recently featured on TMZ. How are you, baby doll?
Hi. Oh, I am good.
Long time no see.
I know. I was vacationing. I went to Greece. Had to get on a yacht. Had to, you know, hang out with some Greek gods. Had to do the things, but I'm back.
She's back and she's fresh and she's feeling the life.
Yes.
Where are you? North Dakota?
Yes, I'm in North Dakota, and I just realized, like, I am in the middle of nowhere. I tried to order some wine. I couldn't order any. People don't deliver. I just wanted some wine and some sweatpants, and I couldn't get any. The nearest
don't
Victoria's
we all
Secret
just want wine and pants,
is
right?
Like 75 miles away, so I'm calling you from the sticks.
At least they've got all right. They've got all right internet in the sticks, right?
Thank goodness. Yes.
All right. Well, better than Jeffrey Emmett sometimes. Jeffrey Emmett, how are you today, my leader and liege?
Well, I am sitting inside the spare bedroom that I started making a bunk bed a week ago, and yeah, it's still sitting there because I got pissed off. And then I had to go and I had to take one of my true tangamis by Perez Hilton. And then while I was going to bed, I listened to Mantra Dreaming by Katie Underwood. And then I went and pre-ordered her new little ditty. I think we're calling it K-Bow. And yep, it's called Broken Hearted. You can pre-order it on iTunes. You have to actually go to iTunes. You can't, if you have like Apple Music, it won't work there. You got to go over to iTunes. So make sure you pre-order that. It's dropping October 15th. And I could just
bet. We've got to make sure that we support our girl Katie Underwood because she's bringing out music for the fans, and that's what we love. How is the lovely Luke today? He's with us.
Look, I am. I've had a bit of fun today, but we'll talk about that later because we talk to someone very, very special and interesting.
So I don't know if I'd go that far. I'm just kidding.
You would go that far.
Oh, you would go that far.
We probably went a little bit too far, but that's okay.
Look, this is how we roll, man.
I got moist.
Yeah, no, I'm doing good.
That's Rugal, good.
Blended out my virus, but you know, it's all right.
Sounds interesting. Yes. How is our vivacious Vera today?
I got my Uncensored Radio.
Oh, you'll she's on it.
Drink coaster, red bubble.
Oh, she has.
I didn't get all of my stuff. I didn't get my. I'm chubby and I get nervous.
For any of our brand new merchandise, you can visit our Redbubble store at redbubble.com/people/capital UCR live/shop. We got coasters. We got everything. We've got, where is it? We've got shirts.
I got some pictures.
We've got, of course, the famous catchphrase. I think there's a few technical difficulties going on today, Ace. It's not just you, trust me. I can't find this shirt. There we go. We have, of course, various versions of how many quarters.
That's my favorite.
How many quarters?
Does your stranger would measure up?
Yes. My favorite is this one, though. You can't go past the Stranger Wood shirt, guys. If you want us on Stranger Wood,
I need it.
I love it.
It's so good.
I live for it. Okay,
Brooke, get like little chiffon tops, Kitty, too.
You're here. How are you, honey?
Hello. I am good. How is everybody?
That looks
Great. We're ready to go.
Vera, I don't have my I'm chubby and I get nervous shirt yet either, so it's okay.
She sounds so sad.
I know. She sounds sad about it. Mr. Dylan Cody's really back in the house. How are you?
Oh, I feel like shit, honestly. I was like, Tuesday I kind of felt like something was coming on during the round table. And so, honestly, I feel like crap, but I'm fighting through it. I've been drinking nothing but herbal teas and chicken broth all day, so I am slugging through it.
That's why you still feel like shit, honey. When you're sick, you got to drink it out with some liquor. You know what I'm saying? Like, vodka cures everything.
All I got are Heinekens, man. Like, I ain't really got much to work with here.
Well, that's a start.
Right.
Heineken and NyQuil. Boom.
That's just a sleep remedy, isn't it, Kat?
Maybe.
Is that even allowed?
I don't think so.
Will I get high? It's the only question I got.
I think so.
What, from one of these?
Yes, of course. We're about to talk about it. Yeah, you won't get high. So Dylan was on his first round table, as was the lovely Heidi this week. How did you survive? You felt like you survived the round table?
Oh, I survived with ease, my friend. It was lovely. It was really nice to hear
real talk.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. So you're ready to play again this week?
Absolutely.
She's always ready. If you're born ready, you don't have to get ready. Isn't that right, girl?
Exactly.
Okay. So we've got a little bit of a special announcement today. Jeffrey, Miss Kitty, Luke, and I have been busy little beavers this evening, wherever you are in the world. And we have sat down with a very interesting guest. Now, you may love this person. You may hate this person, but there is no denying that in the early 2000s, they were the zeitgeist through which celebrity flowed. Before TMZ, before Radar Online, there was only Mr. Perez Hilton.
I just need to know, Mr.
Oh, shit!
How many quarters are we working with?
You're literally asking me my penis size?
Well, yes, that's where they're going.
I've measured it, so I know the exact measurement.
And if you want to know more, you'll have to tune in next Tuesday when Perez Hilton joins Uncensored Radio.
It was a trip, right? Questions. How big
and we
did
got
it,
the
bro?
Answers. Yep.
We did.
Sure did.
Perez is not shy.
Luke, I saw your eyes kind of twinkle when he gave the answer.
A little bit. I clenched a little too.
I saw butterflies in my stomach, and I'm like...
Let's just put it this way. He's Cuban, so figure that out yourself. So, yeah, big announcement. Perez Hilton will be on the podcast next week. It was a great chat. It was a lot of fun. He was very gracious with his time. It's a short and sweet one, but it is one you'll definitely want to watch.
And Jeffrey likes to eat gummies live on the air. You get to see. Does he get crazy? Does he stay normal? Who knows?
The Fett is impressed, guys.
It kind of looks like a vagina, doesn't
Holy
it?
Holy fucking shit. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what vagina's all of that, that's
a very wide.
I mean, mine doesn't do that.
What either?
Not even in a wind tunnel. No.
Guys,
no.
I just did my own kitty growl then.
Like
I was about to say, mine only does that when I sneeze. But, you know.
Well, you have had kids. I mean, come on.
Is it like...
But, Brooke, you have gummies inside of it. That's what we need to know. You have gummies.
I'm not a dispenser, Luke. Holy shit.
It's more like a super soaker moment.
Listen, my biggest obsession for years was I've always wanted one of my girlfriends to get a ping pong ball and shoot it out of her vagina at me. And nobody has done. Oh, will you do it for me, Brooke?
Why don't we just take a trip to Thailand?
Yes. Why? Because they have the whole skill set. They do the whole show.
Oh, my
Listen,
God.
Yeah, they take, like, live goldfish out, birds,
It takes years of practice.
Shit.
Like, I feel like
yeah. Have you not seen, there's like live little canaries up in the Kuslana.
No, I have not. I've not seen a bird. No.
Yeah, Kitty. I have, Kitty. I saw a little budgie come out. Went, and then they fly around the room.
I'm legit. Free.
Goldfish into fish bowls.
Okay. Wow. So I have questions.
I have questions.
That little sweet little innocent budgie, first of all, can smell. That would be very bad, probably. Also, what if it needs to use the restroom while it's
and you've
in
got
there?
A shitty puss.
How does he go back to his nest after he's been in someone's vagina?
They've been trained. So warm.
Stinky and traumatized, Vera. That's how he goes back. Stinky and traumatized. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I've got.
And probably slimy.
I feel like that's a new shirt, right? Stinky, slimy, and traumatized.
Girl, you better cover up your Pikachu.
Oh, you better.
That bird might want to talk to you.
So that settles it. We're going to Thailand.
We are going. We're taking a trip to Thailand if we can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, shall we do it? Shall we get into it? The lady herself is here. So let's jump into this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
She's so proud, aren't you, Kitty?
Oh, man.
So
I hope
proud.
Family never sees that.
I know, right? I know. Or anything to do with this show, really, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. I want to talk about this one first because it's kind of a bit of a what the fuck is going on with the world moment. If we didn't think it was, like, crazy enough... Dog the Bounty Hunter is shopping a new show about the hunt for Brian Laundrie. So, is this what's going on in the world that we can't rely on the FBI, but we can rely on Dog the Bounty Hunter?
But honestly, he hasn't found anybody yet. I feel like
he's doing more than everybody else. And a friend of mine just commented.
He wasn't out there in the gator infested thing today.
Well, yeah, you know, he was up in the Appalachians finding stuff. But a friend of mine said, listen, if Dog the Bounty Hunter finds this guy, I'm going to stop paying taxes.
Right?
And I went through on that one. Forget
facts,
the taxes.
Man.
If we have to
fucking
rely on
facts.
Dog to get it done.
But if he finds him, he's got that show will sell. He'll get a shit ton of money.
Definitely. But the thing is, he's not sharing any of the information he finds out with the FBI anyway.
Well,
so anything that he finds, like this whole case has gone fucking insane.
You think just fine with that.
You think for a minute the FBI doesn't have his phone tapped?
I don't know if
that's
they care.
They don't want to be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, he's probably an informant.
Yeah,
but this is the thing. Now, his dog's daughter has gone to the media
really
and said it's all bullshit. The dog's daughter's like, it's all a lie. Don't believe my father. It's all bullshit. And now, Brian Laundrie's neighbors have started selling spots on their lawn for media.
Wow!
You know, yeah.
What a great idea.
Look, I can imagine that is something that this man might do.
Listen, I'm always like, if I die in a grueling way, you all bitches better get on the Today Show, start talking some shit, start a GoFundMe for the kids, and get this show to stop. You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
I'm down.
Yes.
I mean, Jeffrey has had run-ins with Fox News before, so it's not... unusual.
Listen, Fox News was fine, okay? It was Newsmax that was the problem with the dude who wasn't even listening to the answers that I was giving him. Like, he was a fucking moron. He looked like the Botox was affecting his brain a little too much.
It happens sometimes. It be like that.
It be like that. Luke, what do you think about Dog the Bounty Hunter getting involved in this?
I think that it's just all for entertainment now. Like, this has become a circus, and it's just happening just to, you know, to keep, it's just keeping this, like, you know, media storm going now, right? Like, it's all, it's just been one big crazy story from start to finish. So this is just the next logical step in this complete media circus.
I mean, yeah, like, it's not like anyone got murdered, right, Vera?
Somebody's dead. That's our matrix. Is anybody dead? Yes, then it's kind of important.
I mean, but yeah, like, we're forgetting this girl was brutally murdered.
I still have faith in the FBI. I'm not putting my chips in Dog's basket.
I don't know. What? I don't know. It just seems really, really icky now, right, Brooke? Like, it's getting gross. It's getting grosser as it goes along.
It is getting grosser, and I don't like Dog the... I don't like Dog. I only watch the show for his wife with the big titties.
But, she died. You
know, like, I know she did. But I was only in it for the titties. But look, if Dog can find him and the FBI can't, then I hope somebody hurts him first. I don't care. It's turning into a circus, and I just, yeah, it's not, yeah.
Like, well, I can't.
Swamp, sorry. A gator's going to get him.
I can't believe the dude's still alive.
Well, they said he lived for his own in the Appalachian Mountains with the gators for 3 months, randomly by choice.
Okay. Yes! I don't know what that has to do with anything. But the titties, not the titties, not the Appalachian Mountains.
It's death. It's
Dylan.
It's death.
What the
Dylan
hell?
Cody,
what
could the you hell? Could you live alone in the Appalachian Mountains?
No, I could probably barely survive in the hood. That's why I live out in the country. So I don't really know what the hell the hell's getting that idea. Listen to me. I'm not built for the country. I'm literally built for suburban America, okay? I want a mall, a Wegmans, and a gas station within walking distance. I'm not trying to deal with no lions, no tigers, no bears, especially no motherfucking gators. Okay, mm-hmm. I saw a video today of a gator trying to eat a small puppy, and I cried for 5 minutes. Okay,
wait, you guys, I don't have the video.
I want a Starbucks down the fucking street.
Yeah,
I don't have the video, but did you guys see the crocodile eating the other crocodile?
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Oh, that was
beautiful.
This thing,
that was
this
so
thing
good.
Is fucking huge. I'll find it and post
that
it on the page.
Crazy.
It's so good. Wild.
Busy but Heidi,
that video is fucking wild.
Do you think we've gone past the point where this is about Gabby Petito at all anymore?
Oh god,
yeah, absolutely. It's purely entertainment at this point. Like, the fact that they brought in Dog the Bounty Hunter in the first place was not only iconic for entertainment behavior, but just it massive question mark for me. I was like, sorry, what? Like, I beg your pardon, the FBI.
I'm not really sure anybody brought Dog.
Yeah, I don't think anybody invited him or his bad hair.
I think he just showed up.
He kind of like just stood up and went, "I volunteer as tribute" when no one asked.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Very bad. Very.
I don't think it was even that. Like, I feel like he just literally just told the FBI, "Why don't you guys go home? Let me handle it."
Yeah.
Because I'm Dog. I'm a bounty hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter bat phone at the FBI.
The bounty hunter.
He just looks like he would never be really fully clean.
Is you know he from Florida?
There'd be an odor.
He looks like Floridian.
He looks Floridian, doesn't he? You can smell him.
His picture.
Just the hairspray alone, I think, would be too much. The hairspray alone to get that man.
I think that his mullet should have its own Facebook.
I bet
his mullet.
He came from the best trailer park his state had to offer.
Well, look, Dog is no stranger to controversy, and neither is this next man. Whew! Dave Chappelle has released a new special and it has pissed some folks off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go straight to Dylan because he blew up our chat and was like, so Dylan,
You go.
Yeah, man. Okay. Listen up, people, because I'm only going to say this once. Comedy must exist outside of your fucking ideologies. For the love of God, please stop coming after this man. Because there's two things I'm going to say right now. Number one, if you don't feel like watching it, that's fine. You don't have to watch the whole thing at all. I implore you to watch the last 10 minutes of that special. Because not only did I have to go back and rewatch it three times, I cried. I never cried at Dave fucking Chappelle. Okay? That's something that never happens. This dude, I understand that everyone is poking attention at the turf joke. I understand that, but I don't think that it is appropriate to criticize this guy, and you're only pointing out 5 minutes of what was simply a small little transition to what really was the last, like, 25, 30 minutes of the whole special. Not only that, but the first 20 minutes of the whole special addressed shit that literally is never brought up in debate. In particular, the relationship between the black community and the LGBTQ community and the disparity between that. There are so many things that he prompted in this special that it wasn't even much like a comedy. It was really more of a discourse he was giving into what has happened in his life and the experiences that he has had in his life. And what kind of pisses me off is that instead of drawing attention to Daphne and how beautiful of a woman she was and how much he cared about her as a person and then grew to respect her and treat her as an equal, and the fact that this woman was not only just bullied to death, she killed herself because of it. And that broke my fucking heart that someone was driven to the point of wanting to end their life by abuse of people on social media that maybe were even a part of her, that really were part of the same community. I bet all the money in my pocket. So I understand that Dave Chappelle and the things that he said in this special were crazy. I'm not going to be the first one to deny that. But Dave Chappelle has been saying crazy shit since the day he dropped on HBO. And if you think this is wild, you should go back and watch the Chappelle Show. If you think this is wild, you should go back on the Peacock streaming service and go watch 80s and 90s Saturday Night Live, because you might rip your fucking hair out. There is so much content that a comedian has available to them, but it must exist in a – you can't let your ideologies interfere with the performance they're trying to give. I understand you're going to get offended. You have every right to be offended when it's some shit about you. Okay, because I think what really pissed a lot of people off is that Dave Chappelle brought up some shit about them, and particularly in that community, and they weren't that comfortable with that, because now their shit's getting aired out by a guy who, honestly, in all honest opinion, should not even be famous right now. This guy took on white corporate America and walked away from a $50 million deal, left that shit on the table, and still came back and is still on the top of his game. He's one of the most respected comedians in the business. And not only that, he's one of the most respected black comedians in the black community. We understand this guy ruffles feathers, but that's his job. He wants you to think. He wants to prompt you. He wants to engage you. And I also love that at the end of his special, he said, from this point forward, I will no longer do jokes about the LGBTQ community until we can both laugh together. And I think that was the most incredible part of that whole entire experience watching him, that he had the humility to admit that he is a little out of pocket talking about this stuff on stage, especially when people can't vibe with him. So I would again implore people, before you comment about what you think he is as a person, watch, and more importantly, listen to what he says, because that team turf joke, that bit turned into something completely different than what you're reading on CNN or whatever you're reading, these articles that are disparaging
it. Right.
There is so much more to this special than what's being reported. And if you don't cry at the end, I'm just saying, just watch that last 10 minutes, it's going to change your perspective. And you're going to understand, this guy is not the enemy you think he is. Okay?
Vera has feelings.
I understand he's abrasive. I understand this guy's not like feeling. But you
Vera has to, feelings.
You need to come to him and really listen to what this dude is saying.
I want to hear Vera's feelings. Oh.
I got to tell you.
Okay, go.
I'm not disagreeing with anything Dylan said, but I don't want you to watch 10 minutes. I want you to watch the whole thing. I said this on air a couple of different times. Nothing's really sacred if it's funny. And you've got to have
room right.
to make a joke. And if you can't bring these things into the light, you can't discuss them. We can't fix the problem if we won't talk about it. That being said, he does make a few off-color remarks. He knows it. And he does it to prompt, you know, discussion. He, mm-hmm. you know, but the thing that he was saying, and he's always said, is that the Black community, the people of color, are the bottom of the hill. And everybody's been punching down on them forever. And the point he was trying to make is, I don't want to punch down on the LGBTQ, but you got to stop punching down on the people of color. And I think that was a really valid point. And he did take all show to get it. But if you saw the special after George Floyd, he took the whole show to get there too.
But if you look, it's important to note it's not just him. There's Hannah Gatsby is a very infamous infamous comedian in Australia. And her last special on the net was her second last special, the net. Was not a comedy show. At Heidi's nodding. She can talk about it.
I was obsessed because it comes from such a. I actually went to the show. Fun fact, and you go into it expecting comedy, and it took a 180, and it was the most incredible thing I had ever seen. She literally had everyone gasping from their seats, and it was like, did she really say that? Oh my god, she's right. Like, just the push and pull of her not giving a damn of what anyone thought. She was like, this is fact, take it or leave it. You're sitting here, if you believe like this, you're an asshole. Like, it wasn't, it was, you have to watch that one. If you're gonna watch any, watch Nanette. It is mind-blowing,
because she's very mind-blowing. She's copped a lot of flack for it not being comedy, it being more I guess you would call it a monologue, but it all has a point. She outlays her sexual abuse story, she outlays mental health issues, and she does it in a way that you go, oh holy shit, this is not what I came in for. But it, at the end, like there's a lot of anger there, there's a lot of all of that kind of thing going on, but it's something that once you watch it, you go, oh, okay, I get it. And comedy, even though it's funny, should always have a message behind, well, good comedy, not like, you know, my beer, my truck, my whatever. Good comedy should make you think, right? Right, guys?
Right.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make people think. We're trying to make people think. And laugh, you know, every now and then. And then, like, realize how old... Realize how old we are as well. Because
no, we don't want that.
This week, guys, Beverly Hills 90210 premiered October 4th, 1990. 31 years ago.
What
the actual fuck? Wow. Jeffrey Emmett is going to talk about this. Look at him.
I am. I'm like, I was ready to
die. You love 90210, bitch.
But you just moved the fuck on. Listen, Beverly Hills 90210, I loved it. I loved the reboot that was meta, that people just were too fucking stupid to understand what it was. I thought it was great. I'm just saying. I say that with love. If you didn't fucking get it, you're a moron. Right? Like, what did you not get? They gave us everything we needed out of that reboot, right? They put the actual actors together from the show and gave us all the things we needed. And if you couldn't comprehend that, well, then... Fuck off.
I mean, it gave us Shannon Doherty. Come on.
It had her back, right? And Emily Valentine. And
the world would not be okay.
And he didn't beat up Tori Spelling. It was great.
All right. Kitty, I want to know. I want to know if you know any of these folks, because they would have been floating around the same time as you. Mighty Ducks is some fucking bizarre amount of old as well now.
Do you have any Mighty Duck stories?
I know Disney Mighty Duck.
Oh, no. Look, I was Nickelodeon. I was too cool to roll with those Disney kids.
Well, Kenan was a Mighty Duck, so
yeah,
I know
he
him.
Was. He was. Are you all that?
I was actually out to brunch the other day in Orange County, California.
As you
and
do.
My friend Kat and I were there at this True Foods Kitchen, which is like a healthy place, but they have alcohol, so not too healthy. But like you could mix your green juice with some vodka if you need to. Anyway,
yeah.
We're there having brunch, and right across the bar from us is this like buff man buffet. And I was like, Kat, who is that? Who are these like beautiful buff men? Beautiful buff man buffet. All you can eat man buffet. And she's like, I don't know. I'm going to go find out. I go, I'll give you $20 if you get a number. She went over there and she's like, hi, my friend just got out of jail right there, the blonde. And she pointed at me and I was like, hi. And she just thought you guys were really hot. And can we get your number? And I didn't know what she said, hey. So she said I was out of jail, and I'm like, hi! Turns out they were the players of the Mighty Ducks. Not the movie, but like the real ones, the hockey players. They don't live too far away from me. We got a couple numbers, and they thought I was just out of jail.
Well, look.
So that happened. I don't know if that's true.
Kat would let them in her flying V, by the sounds of it. Like,
yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. I need to mention. This is the glow up of the century, Aaron Schwartz from Mighty Ducks.
Oh yeah.
Hold up! It gets better. Motherfucker. That was just for some eye candy. I have no other reason.
I feel like his tits
Jeffrey needs at least
saggy.
3 more minutes with that photo.
I think it's just awkward, you can tell he was fat. I'm just
it was I don't care. He could be fat all over me.
It does nothing for me.
Well, I don't really care what you all think because do you know what? Fucking Whoopi's back, kid. Sister Act 3 is happening.
Jeffrey.
It officially has a director and everything.
Are we sure?
We lost Dylan.
Yeah. He's coming back. I don't know that
Whoopi's going to make it because she got fat shamed today on The View by that chick from... whatchamacallit. And then I looked and I was like, wow, like she has put on a few pounds over COVID.
Like Whoopi Goldberg gives.
She's got a thing wrapped around her. She's using a cane. I'm a little worried. Like, how's she going to beat Dolores?
Like Whoopi cares. Whoopi
does. She's got to, like, she's got to pass the baton or the cane, as the case may be.
What? Yeah, I reckon there's going to be like some kind of next generation, maybe like Tiffany Haddish or someone like that. Like, it'll be. This is a new nun that's coming. Like, ooh. You know what I mean? It's going to be the passing of the baton movie.
She'd be phenomenal.
Tiffany Haddish would be amazing. Could you imagine Tiffany Haddish?
She'd be phenomenal. Oh my gosh.
She would be phenom. But there's just weird shit going
on
in the world.
Tiffany Haddish or Leslie Jones are my top two picks.
Or both.
Leslie Jones.
Or what's her name? What's her name from Scary Movie that played Brenda?
Regina Hall.
No. I demand Regina Hall. Let's talk about the bizarre world that we live in. Because, guys, Shakira was attacked by a wild pig.
I was nowhere near her.
It wasn't her ex-boyfriend.
So apparently she was walking in the park and there's been... horrible problems with wild boars. They attacked her, took her bag, and destroyed her phone.
They've been unionizing with the magpies.
So specific. Kat, I feel like that's something that might happen to you, but
really?
It's so oddly specific. You get into all kinds of shit, girl. But
I stay away from animals for the most part. That is not my jam. I'm not trying to hang out with a pig. Although I did a show with one once and we fed it beer. It liked beer. That's all.
And we've all dated a few, right?
You were on the show.
That's what I claim.
Oh. What was that? Rebuttal, Jeffrey?
You were on a show with a pig, and she was quite the bitch, and I unfortunately had the privilege of working with her, and she was quite the... I'm just saying. That bitch would sniff out a dick like it was a piece of fucking meat.
Like it was a trifle! Like it was a trifle!
Oh my god. We're naming and shaming four co-stars today. We're naming and shaming. Luke, you look genuinely shocked then. I don't think Luke's genuinely shocked for a while.
I know who he's talking about, and I was just like, whoa, like some of it, Jeffrey, too soon.
If you've been on, if you've listened to the show for a while, I think you can go back and figure out who that is.
If it sounds like Lisa.
Cat has to leave the call now.
You know she's what? Like, you have to leave Jeffrey alone.
I did it,
today.
Lisa. I did it.
He's under the influence of CBD.
Yeah, he is. He is under the
I'm all sorts of relaxed and I don't care.
All right. Brooke, do you believe Shakira's pig attack story?
I loved it. I especially loved that little bit at the end where she told her child not to lie. I really did get attacked by a pig.
I know.
And we died. I'm like, what the fuck? The kid's going, Mum didn't get attacked by a pig. She got drunk and dropped her fucking phone. She's like, don't lie. I got attacked by a pig.
Bro, do you think she was bored?
Oh my God, Jeffrey, just don't. That is the worst. Oh my God!
I just got that there.
You're welcome.
Steve, just mute Jeffrey for the rest of the show. Just mute him. No more Jeffrey. No more Jeffrey.
After that joke, you get fucking.
Why does this story have a Jussie Smollett vibe to it?
It's just I know, right? I invented this hoax. We're gonna jump to. I don't know where to go. It's, everything. All right, we'll go cringe. We'll keep going with cringe. Okay. For the more cringe. Demi Lovato has decided to contact aliens by singing their own song.
Oh, I can't.
What the actual fuck?
Is she in the Church of Scientology now?
First of all, we are gender fluid now, so we have to say
they.
They. Oh, but how fucking... I love Demi the vocalist. Ever me. I think that Demi the vocalist is like a voice of what, like once in a generation voice.
Oh,
Can sing the house down.
Are you on the gummies?
Should not be allowed on social media because everything that happens is directly happening to them. How vain must you be to think that extraterrestrial life wants to hear your single from 2015? Like, I want to clean, and it's like, oh, they've got trauma. I've got trauma too. I think I should sing to them.
Maybe she needs a conservatorship.
Wouldn't be bad.
I was about to say, somebody hook that girl out with Britney Spears' dad.
Britney Spears is looking for a job. I'm just saying. Demi, give
my call. For God's sake, why does it sound like a fucking Disney movie?
You would have grown up with Demi in Camp Rock and all that. Where do you think? What do you think of lovely Demi these days?
I think there is nothing. There's no substance up there. She's lost the plot.
There's some substance up there. Up here.
Well, she died. She was up here. No, she died from it. Like heroin overdose. She was dead.
I'm gonna be the McCarthy.
They were dead. I think when that happens.
Yeah. Substance. It's a saying of speech. Like
you lost it.
Literal.
But see, there's nothing
going on.
Yeah, Demi's done the famously California sober thing too, remember?
Yeah.
Like, I have all of this problem with addiction and self-harm and da-da.
I can drink wine. Going on up there.
I can drink wine and smoke weed. That's fine.
Well, how do you say dumb fucking extraterrestrial?
That's a great question.
Demi Lovato, that's how you say it.
Demi Lovato, dumb fuck.
No, we don't need to piss Demi Allegiant fans off.
Yes, we do. Are you?
They are savage.
Why?
They come and fuck us
Demi
up.
Oh, they're minimal.
I will bend over and they can all have a go at kissing my ass.
Ace, that is exactly it. Put it back up, Luke. Maybe this is why we don't hear from the aliens.
Listen, I don't wish nothing bad on poor Demi. She cut her hair, decided she's a lesbian or a fucking man. Now, I don't know what she's doing. But good luck to her. I'm just saying.
They decided they were Justin Bieber.
No!
She's not, though.
It looks like Justin Bieber.
This could be the show.
The frozen yogurt. You know what I'm
this
saying?
This could be the show. We always wonder which one it's going to be that gets cancelled. This could be the one.
I say that with love.
This could be the one.
Good luck. And send me a check.
All right.
Oh, my God. Demi needs to gag me with a spoon shirt.
Demi needs to get that.
I say that with
Demi will kill us all.
This could be Speaking the one that shuts
the door. Door at Red Bubble, Speaking of people who like to kill people, Lucy Letfield, Countess Chester, has entered a not guilty plea of the charges of murdering babies. Eight babies.
Oh,
and the murder of additional 10 soon. Infants in her care. What the actual fuck?
She's busy.
What is happening?
One baby's Why? Too many. But when you get into two, three, four, like,
yep.
Somebody's fucking up, right?
How did she get to 10 and nobody fucking noticed?
I think yeah. I want to talk about this in seriousness, and I think Vera should comment on it too.
How did her nurse manager not notice a pattern?
Burn in hell.
You know, I mean, come on, kids. We live Burn in a very regulated world. Nurses live in a very regulated world. How did she get to 11?
We do, Vera, but we also have a lot of power. Like, you
after
know,
two, I'd be fucking concerned.
She's like one of those angels of death, and it's like it's happened
That's exactly
time
what I was about
time
to say.
Again. Where like you've had these nurses, like where they were there was that nurse years back, like we're talking 20 years ago, that was booting up like old people with adrenaline to put them into cardiac arrest. So that
there
she could save them and be the big hero. Like
this
has been happening time and time again, and I think it's really sad that these psychopaths, but there's psychopaths everywhere in life, guys.
Yeah.
But I think it's so sad that they're attracted to these positions of trust where they can get away with this shit.
Serial killers exist in every walk of life. We can't say that nurses have a higher density, but I can't believe in the highly regulated world that you and I walk in that she got away with this.
How did the babies die? Because I don't know nothing about this.
Who, I wasn't sure. It wasn't
they didn't
clear
give
the
those
article.
Details.
Yeah,
well, it hasn't. There, there has, there's not a lot of. I think because it's currently still like
literally.
You know,
it's in trial and it's
in trial
later,
that we're not going to know. We're not going to know a lot at the moment.
I'd imagine that she's used some kind of
drug
medication on them. Yeah. Like you know, could be insulin. That was what the one in UK did that time.
Yeah.
Was booting babies up with insulin. So
Heparin, I've heard of
I don't want to know the details, man. That shit's disgusting.
Well, I feel like those
killing people with heparin.
The details are relevant because then it also brings into question what were the people around her doing
that
nobody noticed after the second or third baby died of the same thing while she's on watch. Somebody else needs to get charged. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we need to know the whole story.
You know what happens to me if I accidentally jab myself with somebody else's needle? The paperwork that I have to fill out takes at least 2 hours. You know? It's like, how can some child die on her watch and nobody...
Not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
What country did it happen in?
UK.
UK.
Yeah. So, look, as we were just talking about,
sometimes
you don't want to know the details, but sometimes the details really do matter. We're going to stay serious because it's the anniversary of Matthew Shepard's death as well. That was in 1998, my God.
Wow.
I have the serious question whether kids today even know who Matthew Shepard is.
They do at night time. My sister does youth theater, and she
full disclosure.
Laramie
like
Project.
I genuinely
actually, let's
no
go Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah, full disclosure, I genuinely have no idea who that is. I was six at the time. So just reading that quickly then, I figured out I was six. And
Would anyone like to enlighten Heidi on what happened to poor Matthew Shepard?
Talk about it.
Well, Matthew, go, Vera. Shepard, yeah.
He was a young gay man living in Montana, I believe it was the state.
Wyoming.
And he was out, which was very rare in those days. And he lived his life out loud. He was not going to apologize to anybody. He was out at his local bar. Two gentlemen kind of followed him into the bathroom and propositioned him and talked him into going home with them for a good time. They took him out into the middle of nowhere. They tied him to a fence.
Wyoming.
And they beat him. They beat him and left him to die out there in the middle of nowhere. He was found the next day by a gentleman on a bicycle who was thought it was a Halloween decoration and it was a scarecrow. And then he got close and realized it was a human being. He lived for days after, but he never came out of the coma. It's made into a very beautiful play called The Laramie Project. My sister is very involved in youth theater, and she does a production of The Laramie Project. She did one every year up until COVID. So it's something that's known to a lot of people in my area, even though we're nowhere near Wyoming.
I think it's something, without getting too serious, we're getting very serious on today's show, but it is a story that deserves repeating constantly, you know, because it is not that long ago.
Young LGBTQ people don't realize the history, or they know of the history, but I just think it's so crazy now that we have all of this political correctness and people getting so offended over things, and like, when really we've moved past all of this actual terrible stuff, where we should be just embracing each other now and being kind to each other. Because even I've seen, as from a young gay man to now, the change in the gay community and how they interact with each other. And I don't think all of it is for the better.
It's not over. You know, there's still black women dying at an alarming rate.
I feel like gay culture is very mean girl.
Oh,
right?
God, yes.
Like,
oh, God,
all
yes.
of it. Mm-hmm. So that was the thing, too, I didn't even get to talk to Perez about, was I don't know about y'all, but the clubs I went to, like, it was a very mean girl culture. If you were different, if you were ugly, if you were fat, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a great place. Like, it was for people that fit in, and if you didn't fit in, it wasn't fun.
Well,
but I think
Matthew was not part of that. He wasn't in a club. He was in a local bar.
Exactly. And I think the thing with Matthew Shepard is it's not necessarily reflective of gay culture. It's reflective of how much hate there is in the world that someone could do that to a child, essentially someone's child, someone's son, someone's best friend, someone's anything. And that it took something like that for the world to notice, and that it wasn't a good thing. But I don't know that we say that name enough. We think, oh, that's in the past, but it's not, because there's still hate crimes towards every different section of society.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? Stonewall, I mean, I know that I'm the dinosaur on this panel, but Stonewall happened in my lifetime. You know, it's not ancient history. It happened in my lifetime.
Exactly. Brooke?
One of the saddest things about his story is that was reported around the time was the fact that because he was there for 2 days, his face was covered in blood, and the only spots that were not were the tear tracks, and that's what got me. That fact will always stick with me. It's sad.
Yeah.
Definitely something that we shouldn't forget. And this is, like, people are just all around fucking crazy these days anyway. Did anyone see these crazy fucking people in Australia?
Oh, God.
Doing road rage.
Yes, Australia.
Oh, my God. It is ridiculous.
Loved it.
I always thought that the U.S. was the craziest place on Earth, but I think we now have a twin.
Yeah. No.
Oh, Luke actually posted this story.
Yeah. I would not see the Jurassic Park attack when this is ripping the car apart.
Tell them what happened. Tell them what happened. Tell people what happened.
Okay. Yo, what's going on in Australia, dude?
There was a young couple driving.
What the fuck's going on over there?
With their 10-month-old in the back, and there was this older woman in the other car with her 25-year-old.
No, mate, go to Australia.
Learning to drive. Anyway, there was an altercation on the motorway. The couple pulled off with the baby, and this car followed them, locked them in, got out of the car, and attacked them in their, like, smashed their window.
What?
The guy got his head punched in. They tried to grab their 10-month-old baby from out of the back of the car.
It's, what the hell?
It was like, crazy.
Crazy.
She got, like, dingo descendants or something.
She hit that car up with her hand.
But like, the best part of it, so yeah, she grabbed the revision mirror and snapped it off. And the best part was, old mate was like, "Fuck this!" Reverse and just rammed into the back of their car. I was like, "Fuck you!" I would have hit her. I would have hit her with my car.
Wow. See, why are we showing this video?
Because it keeps disappearing. Because I think there's a lawsuit happening, so it keeps disappearing on social media. So we never know. We never know.
Luke, I know that was a traumatizing experience for you, babe, but you're the only one.
No, this was my traumatizing experience.
I would have hit her too. I'd have rammed that bitch the fuck down.
Dylan, you're on like a 30-second delay. Yeah.
Dylan's got like a 5-minute delay.
We moved on.
It's terrible tea he's drinking.
Dylan's on the delay.
What's in the leaves there, buddy?
They ain't doing enough work. That should be all over Instagram.
I live. The delay is killing me.
That's amazing. Okay, tell me you got something fucking funny, because if we do another serious topic, I'm leaving.
I was about to just talk about.
Do another serious one.
Do another serious one. Don't. We can't joke about magpies. The baby died.
I don't know what's going on with my fucking camera.
Did the magpie get your baby, bitch?
You can't joke about it, Jeffrey.
Fucking hit it.
It only just happened.
All right, am I not delayed anymore, or am I still delayed?
No. Guys, I'm trying to distract.
Yeah,
how do we feel about the soup? How do we feel about the Super Bowl lineup?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Look at Eminem.
Don't care.
That doesn't even look like Eminem.
It's because he's got dark hair, man. You need so much mild spaghetti.
Eminem looks like
he's been pigmented.
Eminem looks like he's Why is there an egg on my screen?
I'm dead. I'm broken.
Really? What was that thing?
Why is there an egg on the screen?
Uh-oh. Somebody says we need to check the TikTok account. What's going on?
Uh-oh. Over
there? Why? What's happening on TikTok? It's Todd Farmer.
Todd Farmer.
Yeah. They posted a video of Todd doing
that video. I think we should just see it.
Yeah, we had an interview with Todd Farmer recently. Have you got it there, Luke?
I absolutely do, but let's keep talking.
We got down to business with Todd Farmer. You can load it up now while I'm talking. And
I am.
But, so we discussed his 2019 movie trip. Yes, we're going to talk about it. So Todd is a little bit notorious for, making cameos in his own movies. And this one is from Drive Angry, I believe.
Starring Nicolas Cage.
Ooh, Mr. Farmer.
Just taking its time. Sorry.
It's taking its time loading. Anyway,
doing this. There we go.
Todd shares his experience on screen.
Oops.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Okay.
I'm doing it. I thought you were doing it.
They freaking badgered me into dropping the sheet, so I dropped it. And nobody knew I was going to drop it. And then as I'm dropping it, I'm sort of bouncing around. And then my dick was helicoptering. And so when your dick helicopters, it like pulls attention away from the drama. And it's just all on the dick. Because, I mean, how many times do you do this when you're naked? You just don't. Well, I mean, you do that flap thing. Well, and you flap it back and forth, but you don't.
It brings a new. It brings a new theme. New like meaning to the word drive angry. Like true.
By the way, other guests talk about their dicks helicoptering. I'm not the first.
Yeah, totally.
Send your dick out, spin it like a helicopter, bitch. I love. He's got to have some good quarters if he can helicopter his.
Yeah,
dick.
Yeah. Why didn't you guys?
It made me want to see the movie.
He took a picture.
He took a picture. Where do we actually see that? Kid. Where do we see that picture one day?
He's going to text it to Katie McCarthy.
That's am texting him right now.
That might be why he's not. Why Katie's not on the show? She might be wiped out. Dude,
she's probably going to die.
She wiped out. She's blown herself
Katie's
right out.
Go on to IV fluids.
Oh, all right. Speaking of IV fluids, we'll go to our resident nurse. We're ready for a section that we like to call Vera Vera. Okay, are we ready, Miss Vera? She's going, she's toasty. 3, 2, 1, vent.
I changed this vent just an hour ago because I had heard about Whoopi's day today with Barbara Corcoran and the fat shaming incident. And I want to stop calling it fat shaming. Let's call it what it is. It's weight discrimination. Now, I'm all for the fat jokes. Okay. I've heard them. I've made them. You know, I do say that everything's funny, but let's get real about weight. It always starts with, it's about the health. Well, you know what? Skinny people die all the time. It's about three things. It's about cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar. And those three things can occur in thin people too. And that's why they die. You know, that's why fat people die. That's why thin people die. But everybody's ready to go, you're dying because you're fat. Guess what? There was a time in my life when I worked out 5 hours a day. My blood pressure was 90 over 50. I was in great shape. And I still weighed 90 kilograms or 200 pounds. Okay? But then the result of living on diet soda and cigarettes, I developed osteoporosis and couldn't walk for several years of my life. But the reality is that this weight discrimination, especially in children, has a lot of negative impact. It doesn't motivate anybody to lose weight. It creates low self-esteem. It creates self-loathing and depression. And it also causes overeating. And it's not the person, yes, we could all put down the fork and make different decisions, but that's not the only reason this country is drowning in obesity. And we're exporting it all over the world. It's big food. We are glutting the market with frankenfoods like refined carbohydrates and high fructose corn syrup that are known to work on the dopamine and serotonin receptors in the brain and create perpetual hunger. So let's not keep fat shaming. If we're not punching down against the LGBTQ, we need to stop punching down against fat people too. We're all in this together. The bottom line that Dave Chappelle said and that I've been saying, you got to be kind. You know, you don't have to understand what makes another person live. You don't have to understand why they're fat. You just have to accept that they're on a journey and they're moving forward at the best they can. Quit punching down.
Listen, bitch. You know what? If somebody wants to motivate me, call me motherfucking Jenny Craig, okay? They could pay me $7 million like they pay Kirstie Alley. Watch how fast my fat ass gets skinny, all right?
And look at tomorrow. How 80% of the people that lose substantial weight gain it back within 12 months.
I've done it plenty of times.
Yes. Because you've altered the serotonin and dopamine receptors in the brain.
$7 million.
It's called the holidays, right?
It's called quarantine.
That's right, Kitty.
I had a funny pop up for you during that, Vera, but I couldn't do it just due to the content of it all. But it was this.
Vera's already said there will be no nookie nookie during COVID.
I thought we were over COVID though. What, can't you just ask for a vaccination card at the door?
Vera needs a vaccination check.
Vaccination check.
All right, to close out this week's show, of course, we have a nice little What the Fuck Weekly.
What the?
So, guys, I don't know if you've seen this story, but I had to have a chuckle and then go, ouch. A grandmother, who is 46, by the way, and her best friend... have broken their legs on a water slide. Claire Vickers, 46, and Barry Douglas, 44, remained stuck in the flume ride for 2 hours with fractured shins and shattered feet when they were rescued. So they went. They thought it was a great idea because they stuck into a water park and they thought it would be a great idea to go down together. After they went down, however, they realized there was a problem. Just before they came out their bottom, their legs collided with a barrier that had been placed at the exit. Her right leg was completely broken, so her shin bone pushed out of her skin, and she shattered every bone in her left foot. Barry broke his left fibula and shattered both ankles. Maybe they should have those fucking lights come up if you're too brittle to go down. This is
the thing. Were they humping as they went down? Did they go down like on top of each other?
They snuck into the water park after it closed.
Fucking dumb bugs.
Is it a karma?
A bunch of dumb bugs.
Katrina wants to know if they were fucking when they came down.
I don't think so.
I want to know, were there other bones popping out?
Could you imagine being stuck in a water slide for 2 hours with a shattered fibula?
No.
And someone on top of you.
Oh, you fucking deserve this then. You fucking deserved it.
I don't know. So we're just going to leave. We're going to leave you with that horrific image. Speaking of horrific images, I'm going to put the call out again. We want your scary stories for Halloween. If something creepy or weird has happened to you, a friend or family member, share your stories with us, either video, audio, or email via myuncenseredradio@gmail.com. I read one the other day, and holy shit, is all I'm going to say. It's like, oh, okay. I can't wait to read that one on air because people are going to be like, what? It'll be amazing. Make sure you check us out next week for Perez Hilton on Tuesday. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Kitty, it's so great to have you.
Thanks.
Hopefully we'll see Kitty. Oh, we are going to see Kitty soon because we've played a very naughty game of have you ever, haven't we, guys?
Oh, yes. Never have I ever.
We have played Never Have I Ever. So there is a What Happened Was Never Have I Ever special coming soon.
Let's go.
Literally coming soon.
Oh,
wow. No, all right, guys, keep it clean, and we will see you all later. Bye. See you, Rudy. What are you doing? Luke, follow us on social media. It's what I'm trying to say. Fucking hell. Well, we're out. Bye, fuckers.